This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One scholar, his student who had spent some time with him, when he was about to depart, he said, "Our great teacher and sheikh, any parting advice?" So the teacher said to him, "Don't be Allah and don't be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." What kind of advice is that? What? He was about to depart. So parting words of advice. Don't be Allah and don't be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do you mean? Then he explained. He said, "Listen. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over the world. You have no control. Accept that." It was a harsh way of putting it, but it was a way to hammer the message home. Only Allah has control over the world. So don't go from here thinking that you have control of affairs. You do not control anything. Remember that much. So when things are beyond your control, accept. Don't be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning only a prophet of Allah has the right to feel that they have to be obeyed. Since Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and we have not sent any messenger except that he should be obeyed by the command of Allah. So even the messengers are to be obeyed because Allah commands the creation to obey them. So only a prophet and a messenger of Allah has a right to feel and to be entitled to be obeyed by everyone, because that's the express command of Allah. So don't be a prophet in the sense that don't go away thinking that everybody has to follow me, everybody has to obey me, and if people don't, then you will become enraged and agitated. If you go away with these two lessons, life will be so much easier and simpler. Don't be God. Things are beyond your control. Two, don't be a prophet. In that, don't expect to be obeyed. Even the prophets of Allah weren't obeyed, even though they had every right to be obeyed. And not only were they disobeyed by their people, Nuh alayhi salam was disobeyed by his wife and son, and Lut alayhi salam was disobeyed by his wife, as Allah testifies in the Quran. So, we want perfectionism. We want a perfect situation, a perfect marriage, a perfect family setting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even give all of the prophets of Allah a perfect setting in their family. So what perfect situation do we want?